The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagonalls, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonall.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Get your money mind right. Money mind right here with us. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonalls. And I could not do this show without him. Flanked, I am, by the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry.
Hey, folks.
We are going to help you get your money mind right on today's show as we continue our Women's Empowerment Series for Season 35 and another fantastic interview with Kathy Colby. It's a reprise interview. She, as you know, is such a guiding light in the research that I do in the areas of conation that she has. We have an awesome word of the day. I always say that like this one's my favorite, but everyone has its own like category of favorite. I guess that's why there's 13 of them. But this is one of them that starts introducing us into the biology-based approach that we take when it comes to effective money management. And Miguel, why don't you share with us what that key is?
Take emotion out of the picture.
Yes, take emotion out of the picture. And you know what? I had to have listeners tell me that I forgot the moolah word of the day. They were all excited last week. I totally goofed all that up. So we got a great moolah word of the day.
Yeah, we won't forget that.
And Kathy Colby. So if you hadn't joined us so far, I encourage you to start with the first episode of this season. It's kicked off with Sharon Lecter. It's my first ever Women's Empowerment Series where we have all female guests. And I'm pretty excited because, you know, Kathy Colby has had such a huge influence on me with her work in the area of conation. If you want to learn more about Kathy Colby, you know how I discovered her? Because I got an audiobook.
Uh-huh.
I got an audiobook on one of her conation, and I think it was the Dynamind or something like that. And I wound up downloading all of her books. And then at the end of one of the books, it had the phone number to her office and it had an Arizona area code. I'm like, what?
Wow. So she's right out here?
She's right out here. So she's not only right out here, she lived in the same condominium like complex at the Scottsdale waterfront. So like we were like so next door neighbors and didn't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got her on today's show and she's just been spectacular to work with, a pleasure to call friend and an honor to call one of my mentors. And so we're going to be talking and exploring the wonderful world she has created about human instincts and her understanding of those. So anyway, if you would like to get Kathy's audiobook for free, it'll be my gift to you. Actually, it's Audible's gift to you because they're the ones that created this special offer for Unlock Your Wealth radio listeners in our community. And all you have to do to claim your free audiobook is visit audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth and then click on the link to choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. But let's get back to our moolah word of the day since I feel like I should do two today because make up for it. So today's moolah word of the day is current ratio. You know, I've been trying to share a little bit more, especially because, you know, I've had the good privilege to be on the other side of the fence, not as the stockbroker, but as, you know, an investor and company owner in a company that's gone public and will be moving shortly from the OTC market onto NASDAQ, which is really exciting. And so I'm getting to learn all of these things, all these words that I learned when I was a stockbroker, I'm seeing them in action. And it's super exciting. And so today's word is current ratio. And so this is an indication of a company's ability to meet short-term debt obligations. So the higher the ratio, the more liquid the company is, or in layman's terms, the more cash the company has. So current ratio is equal to current assets divided by current liabilities. If the current assets of a company are more than twice the current liabilities, then that company is generally considered to have good short-term financial strength. If the current liabilities exceed current assets, then the company may have problems meeting its short-term obligations. And when they talk about meeting it in layman's terms, that's paying the bills. And so right now we have tons of cash in our company and we have no debt whatsoever. So it's pretty exciting.
Nice.
So we're in a great position. We can make other acquisitions. We could do all kinds of exciting things. So here's an understanding, give you an idea of how it works. For example, if XYZ's company's total current assets are $10 million and its total current liabilities are $8 million, then its current ratio would be $10 million divided by $8 million, which is equal to 1.25. XYZ company would be in relatively good short-term financial standing. So another way to look at it from a lending perspective is what they would call your debt coverage ratio. And that's how much you owe and your ability to pay that back. And that's not just about assets. That has to do with income. But that's a similar ratio where you're looking for, you know, cash flow versus payments going out. You know what I mean? And so we can do debt coverage and apply those terms. You know, we calculate those ratios for mortgages for individuals, and it's called an affordability ratio in that sense. Let's talk about women's empowerment because we're almost halfway through. Number five is close to halfway, like six and a half is halfway. So we're almost halfway through this women's empowerment season. And I would love for you to comment on the website or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio. Give the page a like and then turn on notifications so you always know when we put up a new show. But I would love to get your feedback. How has this season been going for you? And women especially, has the impact been there that I'm trying to go for by bringing you these fantastic, phenomenal women in these incredible interviews? So let me know about that. If you would. And let's talk about our reprise interview with Kathy Colby. Kathy is the world's leading authority on human instincts. She has solved the riddle of how all people can be both equal and different in their creative efforts by identifying the nature of universal instincts that constitute individual MO or modus operandi. She's also an acclaimed theorist, best-selling author, educator, and the founder of Colby Corp, a publishing and consulting company for 35 years, and she's now its chairman and chief creativity officer. So let's welcome this reprise interview back with Kathy Colby.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
I'm so excited. I got so much value out of the Colby A assessment that I had taken years ago. And I'm really excited about this new Apt Careers assessment that you have. And it was really funny because when I was going to take it, I was actually kind of nervous and I was sort of avoiding it. I'm like, I love what I do. What if it doesn't say that?
A lot of people feel that way. But if you love what you do and you're good at it, of course it's going to come up. That's part of the fun of this is we did so much research on validity studies so that we could be sure that, yes, if it's who you are, if it's what's working for you, then it absolutely will come up. And if you're in a career that doesn't work well for you and you're unhappy in it, you bet it's not going to come up and it's going to tell you what would be better for you. So you don't need to worry about ever getting information that would make you sad.
Yay. Well, that's great. So I have a question for you. So how did you come up with, you know, doing this type of an assessment? I mean, with what you do with the work with the conation and the conative part of the brain, how did this become the next logical step for you?
What I've seen is how many people hate their jobs. The statistics are just so sad, speaking of sad, because 70% of Americans report that they hate their jobs. And that's why I think we have the Blue Monday and we have the TGIF and we now have Hump Wednesday. People really are not happy in their work because they're not in the right career path. They're not doing things that bring them joy and a sense of fulfillment. we know that the conative, the part of the mind that I'm the expert in, ties to human instincts. You have an instinct. Everybody has an instinct for creating, for doing things well. But if you're working against your grain, against that natural instinct, then your job sucks. It's terrible to have to get up in the morning and do things you don't do well. So I decided, as much as the Colby A can tell you who you are and gives you all kinds of information for how to communicate and how to make good decisions, and we need to help you be in the right career. We just need to do that. So I isolated that out as a challenge for me, and I spent 10 years developing from the data I have on jobs and the data I have on people how to match the two.
That's amazing. So what type of jobs are included in this? Because 1,200 seems like a lot of jobs.
Well, I personally have gone through all 1,200 of the jobs, and there are more than that, that are in the App Career Program now. We will continue to add to them because my goal was to, I'm interrupting myself because I do that. We have 15 interest areas. And in interrupting myself, I kept saying, yeah, but. These interest areas sometimes seem like they would only appeal to certain kinds of people. What if I love animals, but I'm really not good at working directly with the physical part of training and maybe being a vet? Well, you can love animals and have any MO, any MO being the result of the Colby A index. You can have instincts that would fit and help you be good at any of these 15 career areas, interest areas. So most career programs only deal with what your preferences are in terms of your areas of interest, your desires. It doesn't deal with your reality that, but you wouldn't be good at that. We've found that it took as many as 1,200 careers to get a good balance of careers in every area that would fit anybody.
Yeah, what I liked about this is that, first off, you know, a lot of people don't like taking tests. I'm a big test taker, and I get excited to be able to prove my worth. But not everybody is a test taker, and so this is an assessment, not a test. So there's no pass or fail on this. Is one of the things that I liked, and I liked how it just asked one question over and over about freedom. Can you explain how you created that part of the assessment and how that kind of plays into what is important about understanding yourself?
Sure.
And what you're good at working at?
Well, first of all, I kept it short. It only takes 7 minutes to complete. And you're right, it's not a test because there's no good or bad result. Everybody is equal cognitively. We all have the ability to do stuff. It's just the kind of stuff we do. The way we do it varies. So I found that the reason people hate their jobs isn't because they don't like the purpose or they don't like the kinds of things that need to be done. It's the way they have to do it. So what I'm measuring and what the questions are measuring is, what kind of freedom do you need in the way you do a job? You only have so much freedom in certain kinds of jobs. I mean, if you're a jet pilot, you don't have the freedom not to follow procedures.
And I'll push this button today. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, right. I just don't feel like doing it that way today, guys. See you later. And that's exactly the problem sometimes, is that people love the idea of being a jet pilot, but I can tell them when they're 13 years old and older, yes, but don't do it because it's too dangerous. You will not follow procedures. That's not who you are. So what we're saying here is you need the freedom to do a job through your instinctive way instead of constantly having to rein yourself in and work against your grain. I've studied jobs, 30 years of studying jobs and getting test results for what managers and people in jobs say they have to do, the way they have to do it. So I had this huge amount of data about careers. and I could use that. And then as I added careers, I gathered more data. I'm a data-driven person on this. And what the data says to me is the people who have the right freedom to be themselves are the people who succeed in these jobs. It's not whether you got an education to do it. A lot of people get trained to be doctors, but they end up in certain practices that differ by their instinctive modus operandi, the who they are. A lot of people are good at sales, but it depends upon what type of sale. So we can tell you right down to the what type of career the way you do it would work for you.
You are listening to Kathy Colby on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. This segment is sponsored in part by KeepMyID.org, the only service that actually prevents identity theft. All others are just monitoring services. Put your credit on lockdown with their special offer for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners. Visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com/keepmyid and remember to use the promo code WAGS. So as I'm thinking about this and you're saying that people are interested in becoming, you know, pilots, but their MO says otherwise, you know what my... both my MO and my apt careers assessment said, I have this penchant for going to law school. I don't know why specifically, but I've always wanted to be a lawyer. I don't know that I want to practice as an attorney. Michael says I'd be good at it. I like to argue, I guess. Maybe that's why. but what, you know, it didn't come up in my 20 best careers.
No, it didn't. It's not that you couldn't do it, because you're certainly a very smart lady, and you certainly have many of the attributes affectively in terms of your determination, your persistence, your verbal skills. But in terms of what you have to do to be an attorney, it's the job doesn't fit your MO. You would be great interviewing lawyers. You would not be great having to do all the detail work that they do every day. For the most part. Now, there are certain kind of trial attorney would be best for you, but it's not in your interest area. You did not put that field down as an interest area, interestingly. If you did, there would have been some careers in law that would have been okay for you. But in general, it's not what you could do or what you want to do, it's what you will and won't do. And it's, would it be sustainable? If you'd gone to law school, you'd mess around with law, not mess around, you would do some work in the law, but you would have become who you are because you're so persistent in being who you are.
Hmm. That's interesting. My husband says that I would be great on Fox News, and all those, the female anchors are all attorneys. And so I thought, well, I could do that. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love the trial part because I was on speech and debate when I was in high school and I just loved that. And I thought, you know, well, that would be great. But trial is only like, what do they say, 7% of actually being an attorney?
There's a list on apt careers that includes careers outside the interest areas you chose because you didn't pick government and law as an interest area. In that area, there may well be something like trial attorney for you. That's why we have that area. It's for people who might want to look outside their interest areas and say, well, what else would I be good at? Because I'm only interested in the things maybe that I know about or in my family. Imagine the kid in rural America who hasn't been exposed to much in the government or law or doesn't know much about some of the other technology fields. They will be exposed to careers of those sorts. In fact, I just got data this morning from our team showing that of young people who are taking the apt careers, they are commenting that one of their favorite parts of it, 74%, say what they love is that it is suggesting careers they never thought of.
Oh,
74%. You know, the schools just aren't exposing them to things. The schools have very short lists of things they recommend in their career programs. They don't have 1,200 careers. They don't have this exposure to the real world that we bring to it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So speaking of schools, I remember in high school I took an assessment, like a careers type of assessment, and I can't remember the acronym, ASVAB, ASREB, I don't know, it was something like that. I don't know if you're familiar with that assessment, but what sets your assessment apart from any of these others that could give us career guidance that we might take when we're in school?
Well, the APT Careers Program is the only assessment program that deals with who you really are. Everything else deals with what you said you wanted to do. Well, what you want may or not fit who you are, may not fit your abilities cognitively. Sometimes in school, they pay attention to your educational desires and ambitions, and they pay attention always to list what you want to do when you grow up. Well, if that was working all this time, then we wouldn't have 70% of people hating their jobs. So what we know is the traditional career programs are not working. And I think it's because they don't include the who are you.
Oh, that's a valid point. I didn't think about that. And that's, I think, maybe what makes this so successful, because not only did it figure out who I was, but it asked me what my areas of interest are. And when I saw that government and law category, I just thought about politicians. And while I enjoy politics, I don't know that I'd want to be a politician, so to speak. I like the engagement, you know, because I really don't care what side of the fence you're on, just as long as that you're an active voter and that you are open to debate, that you're open to look at things. And I think that's what Michael and I go back and forth about, because we're both from different generations. And so he brings a more liberal perspective to my, you know, von Mises conservatism.
But there's,
you know.
But there's no anger or angst here. We just talk, and it's great.
We have really great debates, and it expands, you know, our viewpoints. We keep talking that we're going to do a political show one day.
Well, I think what's fun is when you know yourself and you're in a role and your result shows all of your top 20 fit what you're doing. When you're doing what you do and have the freedom to do it in your own way, then your mind is open to all kinds of opportunities and options, and you just soar professionally as you are doing. But so many people are stuck in such dire circumstances that, well, I went to school to learn to be this, or, well, I've got 20 years on this job. This program is not just for youth. This program is for people in their 60s who hate what they're doing. You know, with our life expectancy now, that means you might have 20 more years, even longer, of doing something. You don't have to be stuck in some rut. You can get out there, look at this list, and say, I'm going to try that. I was just with a guy last night. And he has been working against his grain in a career where he's making quite a bit of money, but he did the Career APT program, and what he found was it didn't recommend the job he's in. It isn't who he is. He said, but Kathy, how can I be financially successful and not say I should keep doing it? And I said, well, for the very reason that you just asked me, I said, you don't like what you're doing, it's not fulfilling you. You could be making money doing something that was who you are. If you are afraid to stop just because you're making money, what you're saying is you don't have confidence in yourself, and you need to gain that. And that's part of what we're trying to do, is say to people, you can have opinions about things, you can love to talk about it, you can make money doing it, but is it fulfilling? Is it your destiny to do this? And if it isn't, get out. Do the things we list. Try them. Because
that
your
makes
world
me think
will open
of
up.
One of my favorite scenes from Atlas Shrugged, where Dagny and Francisco are talking, and she asks Francisco, what is the most depraved man? And he says, a man without a purpose.
Oh, I love that line. Love it. And yes, and that's what APT Careers is all about. That's what I'm all about, is helping people find their purpose. There's nothing sadder. And I've done a lot of work with people in hospice environments. And so when I say there's nothing sadder, I am talking about people who are on their deathbed saying, I wish I had, if only I did. Part of my strong desire in life is to stop that from happening, that people thrive in being who they are, that they know what they need to do, and they know it's purposeful. Because if you die having fulfilled a purpose, it is such a different situation for you. There's just no reason we have to live in pain when we can get answers. And that's what drives me to do what I do every day of my life.
It's an amazing gift that you're truly giving to the world, I think. And one of the special gifts that you actually are going to give to Unlock Your Wealth radio listeners is helping them find their purpose. Isn't that right?
I just love being able to do this. I told my attorney I was going to give this program away, that I thought it was just so important that people use it, that for the first few months that I had it available, I was going to give it away as just talk about joy to be able to do that. And since you're one of my buddies in life and I love what you do and who you do it for, every one of the people who listens to you, follows you, admires you, is a person I want to give this to. So for a short period of time, I can't do it too long. So for a short period of time, all of your listeners can go to aptcareers.com. And here's a code I'm going to give them. The capital letter U, W, R, those are all capitals, 123. So UWR 123, and they can get this $125 is what it retails for. They can get it free. So we can offer that until September 1st. And Heather, one of the fun things I'm going to do for you is show you the nature of your audience. How many of them are natural risk takers? How many of them are natural strategists? I'll be able to give you some fun information.
That'll be so exciting to be able to understand what values they're seeking and what they bring to the table, so I can tailor my show to make sure I'm giving them what they're looking for. That would be awesome. Yay!
That's what we'll do. And here's the other thing, because I just want the world using this. I can't tell you how exciting it is every day I see the data come in. All your listeners can give it to as many people as they want to during this period of time. So they can give it to their kids, their spouses, their friends, their workers, their anybody. So they have the freedom to just roll this out to whoever they want to for till September 1st. And I can't wait to see how far and wide they take it. We're already in 51 countries and 49 states. If you have any listeners from Delaware, it's the one state we have no users in. It's so hilarious. We are
I'm actually
Delaware
syndicated on
in.
Terrestrial radio in the Northeast. So all my Delaware fans need to step up and get their apt career assessment. That's awesome. Well, it's an interesting
it's so
place. Well, maybe they're already content and they feel like, oh, I'm already living my bliss. So, confirm it by taking the apt careers assessment. Kathy, it's been so great having you on today's show. I'm so thrilled that you're choosing me to help you spread the message and really help get people to start living congruently. Because once they start living with who they really are, they're going to see unparalleled levels of success. And I know that just with some of the stuff that, you know, the book that brought us together was the Colby Creative Process was the first book that I read. And that's how I found you. And then it turned out you were one of my next door neighbors. I was like, holy smokes, this is amazing that I have you as such a great resource to guide me and help me improve the value of the lives of all of my listeners. So thank you so much for that. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can visit Kathy's show page and click on the links to her apt careers page, her Colby A index, and so much more. And for the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.